Chapter 64. There were two mazes on the map, of course, the one for Group A and the one for Group B. Both must have been built deep into the bedrock that lay under the main buildings of Wicked's headquarters. Thomas couldn't tell which one he'd been directed to go to, but either way, he was going back to the maze. With a sickening dread, he started running toward Chancellor Page's tunnel. He followed the map and ran down hallway after hallway until he got to a long set of stairs that descended into a basement. The path took him through empty rooms and then, finally, to a small door that opened to a tunnel. The tunnel was dark, but Thomas was relieved to see, not completely black. Several uncovered light bulbs hung from the ceiling as he ran along the narrow corridor. After about 200 feet, he came to a ladder that had been marked on the map. Up he went, and at the top there was a round metal door with a wheel handle that reminded him of the entrance to the map room in the glade. He spun the handle and pushed with all his strength. A dim light came in as Thomas forced the door up, and as it flipped open on its hinges, a great gust of cold air blew over him. He heaved himself out and onto the ground, next to a big rock in the barren, snow-covered land between the forest and Wicked headquarters. He carefully hefted the lid to the tunnel up and over to close it again, then crouched behind the stone. He didn't notice any movement, but the night was too dark to see very well. He looked up into the sky, and when he saw the same heavy gray clouds he'd noticed when he'd reached the complex, he realized that he had no idea how much time had passed since then. Had he been in the building for only a few hours, or had a full night and day come and gone? Chancellor Page's note said that the right arm had made their own entrance into the buildings, probably with the explosions Thomas had heard earlier, and that was where he needed to go first. He saw the wisdom of connecting with the group. There was safety in numbers, and he had to let them know where the immunes were hidden. Judging from the map, the best option Thomas had was to run to the cluster of buildings farthest from where he'd come out and search the area. He went for it, edging around the boulder and sprinting for the closest building. He crouched as he ran, trying to stay as low as possible. Lightning streaked through the sky. It illuminated the cement of the complex and flashed off the white snow. Thunder followed quickly, rumbling across the land and rattling deep in his chest. He reached the first building and pushed through the line of ragged bushes up against the wall. He edged along the side of the structure, but found nothing. He stopped when he came to the first corner and peered around it. In the space between buildings were a series of courtyards, but he still saw no way inside. He skirted the next two buildings, but as he approached the fourth one, he heard voices and immediately dropped to the ground. As quietly as he could, he scooted along the frozen dirt toward an overgrown bush, then peeked around it to search for the source of the noise. There it was. Rubble lay strewn across the yard in huge heaps, and behind them a massive hole had been blasted in the side of the building, which meant that the explosion had originated from the inside. A faint light shone from the opening, casting broken shadows on the ground. Sitting on the edge of one of those shadows were two people wearing civilian clothes. The right arm. Thomas had started to stand up when an icy hand gripped his mouth tightly and he was jerked backward. Another arm wrapped around his chest and pulled him, dragging him along the ground. His feet burrowed through the snow. Thomas kicked out, struggling to free himself, but the person was too strong. They turned the corner of the building into another small courtyard, and Thomas was thrown to the ground on his stomach. His captor flopped him onto his back and clamped a hand again over Thomas's mouth. It was a man he didn't recognize. Another figure crouched over him as well. Jansen.
"I'm very disappointed," the rat man said. "Looks like not everyone in my organization is on the same team after all."
Thomas could do nothing but struggle against the person pinning him to the ground. Jansen sighed.
"I guess we're going to have to do this the hard way."